What is now known about Batches? February 11, 2022, by Justice Anna Vaughn writes, Big Lake, Alaska. We now know that the various batches of bioweaponized common cold virus contain different components and represented different levels of toxicity, which give rise to specific results. The range of toxicity runs from truly lethal injections that are 2,500 to 3,000 times more toxic than the other varieties, all the way to saline solution placebo shots. The various different less-than-lethal component payloads offer batches that are calculated to cause myocarditis, batches that suppress the cancer suppressor gene allowing cancers to develop and spread without immune response, HIV-infected batches that lead to acquired immune deficiency syndrome, AIDS, batches that cause unnatural blood thickening and coagulation, batches that contain high levels of graphene hydroxide which attacks cells and capillaries causing massive cell death and microscopic bleeding which then triggers a massive chronic inflammatory response, pain, unusual bruising, fevers, and fatigue, and last, but not least, substances that attack the myelin sheath of the nerve cells, causing symptoms akin to ALS and Parkinson's disease. So, depending on which batch of vaccine the victims received, they could die outright within a short period of time, develop myocarditis, cancer, AIDS, blood coagulation factor disease, causes heart attacks, strokes, and COPD, chronic inflammatory diseases, or neurological diseases. All these vaccine results are far more dangerous and damaging than any of the over 240 naturally occurring coronaviruses, and interestingly, none of the vaccine batches tested from the various manufacturers contained any coronavirus at all. This underlines the fact that these vaccines are not vaccines. They are genetically and chemically engineered bioweapons. These injections had nothing to do with preventing any disease or preventing the spread of any disease, which is self-evident from the infection rate of vaxxed individuals and the runaway levels of infection in the most vaccinated populations, such as Israel. It is self-evident from the patents that this entire live exercise, to use former Secretary of State Pompeo's words, was intended to enrich certain corporate interests and individuals, massively depopulate Europe, Australia, Africa, Eurasia including India, and North and South America, and give the for-profit medical cartels a huge influx of new patients suffering from deadly chronic and debilitating diseases. Johnson & Johnson has quietly ceased manufacture of its vaccine and Pfizer has just as quietly warned stockholders of potential losses. The UK government is even more quietly offering settlement payments to preclude claims from vaccinated individuals in the future. Large oil companies and defense contractors and Silicon Valley corporations are already having their personnel departments identify those who took the injections and have ordered those departments to plan for replacement of those people over the next 3 to 5 years. The writing is on the wall. This was deliberate, self-interested murder and maiming for profit. And as we look around, we see that China, India, Iraq, and a handful of African nations that declined to pay for the expensive experimental jabs, and which opted to use ivermectin against enhanced coronavirus infections, instead, are the only ones relatively unaffected by this debacle. In my opinion, China collaborated to a certain extent, realized that it was being set up as the fall guy for this attack, and turned the tables just in time to protect their own interests and people. It is now clear that this entire scheme began in Britain, migrated to America via British-connected individuals and institutions, and from America to China via illegal investment activities. It is also clear that the roots of this debacle began in Britain as far back as the Boer War and were carried forward by British eugenicists and their organizations, notably the Pirbright Institute, Wellcome Trust, and Pilgrim's Society. It was all coordinated by the British corporation Serco, which has been illegally issuing criminal patents and misadministering the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, USTO. Major players in this debacle, all connected by interlocking directorates, incorporation relationships, and patents include the Rose Law Firm of Little Rock, Arkansas, Hillary Rodham Clinton, the Pirbright Institute, the Wellcome Trust, the Pilgrim's Society. Harvard University, Duke University, Bill and Melinda Gates, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, the American Medical Association, the United States Department of Defense Incorporated DOD Incorporated Serco, Incorporated Pfizer Incorporated Moderna Incorporated AstraZeneca Incorporated Johnson & Johnson Incorporated World Health Organization Incorporated, WHO Incorporated United States Department of Health and Social Services Incorporated World Bank, NIH, NIAID, Anthony Fauci, Charles Lieber, Ralph Baric, Atalia. It also appears that President Donald Trump either knowingly or unknowingly participated in this covert agenda, as he signed executive orders that served to expedite it. All of this has been confirmed by experimental results, laboratory analysis, numerous historical whistleblower testimonies and speeches given by people who had first-hand knowledge as far back as 1969 and ever afterward, and by current-day whistleblowers having first-hand knowledge who have come forward and been formally deposed as part of our pursuit of criminal charges against these corporations and their officers. The elitist, class-conscious, caste system of British society has gone stark raving mad. The Nazi sympathizers among the British royals even during World War II are well known and documented. And the Nazis themselves were eugenicists who participated in and promoted concentration camps and medical experiments modeled after Lord Pirbright's actions against the Dutch POWs of the Boer Wars. We have motive, profit obtained at many levels including insurance scams, and evidence and opportunity, hundreds of witnesses and millions of victims. And despite all claims otherwise, we have standing to bring action in the International Criminal Court. We also have the power to allow the court's jurisdiction to extend to the US and the USA, which are both dependent sovereignties. Get ready for more than public opinion hearings.